It's time for Health Check with Heidi Godman, a daily dose of health and wellness information. Call or text Heidi your questions at 373-1220. That's 373-1220. And now here's Heidi Godman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. Hope you are doing well on this fabulous day. Isn't it great outside today? Just loving this weather, the low humidity, the nice cooler temperatures, the breeze. Enjoy it today. Get out there, take a walk, do something healthy for yourself, and enjoy the weather. You'll feel better all the way around. All right, so we have a great program for you today. In a little bit, we are going to find out about meditation. So the benefits of meditation on the mind, the body, the spirit, these are more widely recognized than ever before. You know it's something that would be great for you, but how do you begin to practice it? We will talk to a meditation teacher, Diana Lang, for a simple, non-threatening approach to starting meditation practices and then maintaining it. And we'll find out why you should do it, how it's going to help you, and really how to make it not so overwhelming to begin and just take it a little at a time and get going on it. And in our tip of the day, we are going to find out about how to boost your energy, something we all need to do. That sort of gets back to that walk you should be out there taking right now. If you do that, it automatically boosts your energy. But we are going to start today by talking about how to create a healthy home. So do you need to detoxify your space? If so, how do you do it? Caroline Blazovsky is a nationally recognized health home expert, and she joins us now with some great advice. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Heidi. Thanks for having me.
Hi. So what exactly is a healthy home expert? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, it's my job to sort of analyze homes and look at what types of environments we are putting ourselves in. And what's important to realize is that, you know, typically people go to the doctor and they'll say, okay, this is what I'm eating, this is what my history is with health, or this is how my DNA is structured, this runs in my family. But there's a very big portion of our health that we forget about, and that's our environment and where we spend most of our time, whether it's with work or in school or in a home. That environment is a really important piece of how we feel every day and mm-hmm. our wellness.
All right. So when someone wants to have a healthy environment in the home, how does he or she work with you? And what do you do for them?
Well, some people work with our company and myself through doctor's offices. I work with physicians across the country who use our services. People can contact us directly through our website, healthyhomeexperts.com. And basically, it's for people maybe suffering from asthma and allergies, and they want to know what could be causing it in their home if they're in a good environment. 24 million Americans at least suffer with asthma and allergies, so that's a pretty big number. A lot of people want solutions. They want answers to it. So it's my job to kind of look at that environment, whether it be dander, pet proteins, mold, volatile organic compounds, chemicals, toxins. What are you exposed to, and can we reduce those so that your immune system can work better and you may not have to suffer with things as much?
So this is really a brilliant business that exists. I mean, a whole industry that exists to make your home healthier. I didn't even know it was available. And if you're at your allergist's office and he or she says, you know, you really need to clean up your house, you can change your sheets and have allergen protective pillowcase covers on your pillows and open the windows or don't open the windows. You know, maybe that's the advice you get, or maybe the allergist says, hire a consultant to help you fix up that house, and then that's where you come in, right?
Right, and there's a lot more to it. Like, you know, we're used to these typical suggestions, right? So people say exactly what you're saying. Wash your sheets more frequently. Use different, use all hypoallergenic pillows. And there's so much more to a house than that. Houses are a great investment, right? People purchase a house and they think, oh, this is where I'm going to live. It's my haven. But there's so many things that can go wrong in a home, and if you're not properly maintaining it, and this goes from things like plumbing or to issues with your building envelope, you know, mold issues, whatever it is, if you're not maintaining it properly, it can really become a place that can wreak havoc on your health. So it's not just what we bring into it, but it's the whole building itself, and that's where my background comes in. I have a lot of building background. I also have indoor air quality background and, of course, health background. So I incorporate all those things into really looking into your environment.
Now, that's very interesting, especially here in Florida, where we have a lot of humid weather and mold can be such a problem in homes. Do you work with anyone in Florida?
Yeah, of course. Yep. And we work a lot with people dealing with, you know, particularly mold issues. Molds are kind of interesting. They have three abilities. They're that fuzzy thing that you'll see, right? So if you look at a spore, people always see it growing in the bathroom, and they're very accustomed to, oh, I have mold in my bathroom. There's a fuzzy component that you see, which is a spore. That contains what's called a beta-glucan, which is basically like a protein. It's in the outer shell of the mold that causes inflammation in people. So if people breathe in the spore, they can get inflammation that way. Molds also cause volatile organic compounds. They are sort of like smoking cigarettes, where they breathe out VOC gases into the air. So that can also contaminate your space and irritate you if you're sensitive to it. And then certain molds, you'll hear about toxic molds, which we talk about, and those have mycotoxins associated with them. So this is why molds are particularly bad. They have a lot of different abilities, and they get into our environments. And if you're sensitive to one or the other of these things, you can get really sick and have, you know, symptoms like headaches and congestion and asthma. And, you know, there's been other people who have said they've had neurologic problems. And so it's really important to address these issues, especially if you live in an area like Florida where you've got this as a constant concern
environment. Yeah, definitely. It's a constant concern, especially in the summer. So how would you go about starting to work with someone like you? So a healthy home consultant, how do you start the process? What do you do when you first walk into someone's home?
Well, the issue is it's become very easy to test homes. We develop test kits where you can call us and we can test your home for molds, allergens, pet proteins, volatile organics, chemicals, toxins from anywhere in the country. So, and what's interesting about it is that as an inspector, I've been doing this 15 years, so you think as you go into a home, it's something you would visually see. But a lot of the things that we look for, even if you were to do an in-home inspection, you would never see them. Sometimes molds are in the walls and you can't see them. They're under, you know, kitchens and bathrooms and in flooring. Sometimes you have pet dander, and even though you have one pet, you don't know the concentration of the dander that's building up in that environment. Sometimes you have VOCs, which you can only measure if you actually do a test. Like, you could look around and see that people have chemicals or things like that that may be contributing, but you're only going to really know until you actually do the testing to find out what these numbers are.
So tell us about some of those testing methods. And didn't you develop some of them?
Yes. So we came up with a lot of different ways that people can test wherever they are in the country. So if you're in Florida, if you're in California and you're concerned about these things, you can call our company. And basically we, you know, walk you through a process. There's some questions and things we like to answer and ask you, or have you answer and we ask you. Because not people blame things. Like, a lot of people will come and say, oh, I think I have a mold issue. I don't feel well. I have asthma in my home. And it's not mold. It's a volatile organic issue. They're storing too many chemicals, too many personal care products, paint, furniture, stuff like, you know, new furniture. And they make themselves sick and they think it just can be mold. So homes have a plethora of things that can go wrong that you really need to be aware of. And not to the point that you make yourself crazy, but every 3 to 5 years you should be testing for mold. You can break these things up just like you go to the doctor and they check your blood for different things or to make sure you're functioning well. That's what you do for your home, just to make sure that it's healthy on a regular basis.
And then how do you do these tests? I mean, you aren't the one going into the house. You're having your clients do this on their own.
Right. So if you're in the tri-state area, we're in New Jersey, so we cover the tri-state area. We can have someone come to your location. But most of the time now, they're test kits that you order. They're air pump samplers, and they capture the air. And then that goes to our laboratory, and then it's analyzed for different things. And depending on what we're looking for at the time, whether it's pet protein, dander, mold, volatile organics, it goes to different locations and different laboratories that specialize in those things. And then we get the results back, and we go over it with you. I think the most important thing that people aren't used to, I mean, we hear about molds and mold testing. That's gotten more prevalent over the years, and people have become more adapted to the idea of testing their homes for mold. But VOCs are really a big contributor. And if you have any kind of immune problem, whether you have asthma, you have allergies, any type of thing that can be affecting your immune system, testing for VOCs is really important. And we've learned over the years that the lower we get that volatile organic number, that's the amount of chemicals, it's called the TVOC. We add up all the chemicals in your home from everything you're using, personal care products, perfume, your gasoline, tractors, whatever you're storing, and that goes into a big number. And the lower we can get that number, the healthier you're going to feel and the less burden it's pulling on your body at all times. So it's really important to constantly keep an eye on what you're bringing into your home. You just can't keep loading it up with, you know, women in particular, right? We love makeup and all kinds of, you know, sprays and body wash and all of these things outgas things into your environment. So if you're storing a lot of those things, you're going to have a very high chemical load in the home.
Okay, very interesting. Well, we want to find out how we can detoxify the home now that we know what's going on in it, but we need to take a quick break. So more with Caroline Blazovsky in just a minute. You are listening to Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ. Stay with us.
You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea.
Welcome back to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. If you're just joining us, my guest today is Caroline Blazovsky. She's a nationally known healthy home expert. She's been telling us about the different toxins and allergens that might be lurking in our homes and how she and her team can go in and hunt these things down. There are other companies that do it too. She's giving us a peek inside this industry to find out how these types of folks are and experts are cleaning up our homes. So what we want to do now is talk to Caroline about how to detoxify our houses, what the steps are, and then how to maintain that level of prevention where you're keeping these different toxins from entering the home to begin with. So Caroline, where do you start?
Well, I think there's some like basic steps that everybody can do. So, you know, it's not a simple process, and it's you want to start really basic and small and sort of work to where, you know, you're going to feel comfortable and what your comfort level is. So I think to start off, most people should really make an investment in a really good vacuum. And it's really important because you're going to have to, you know, all homes have dander and skin cells. We always blame pets and say that, oh, we have high dander. People, it's a misconception that people think that we have high dander because we have a pet, but as humans, we shed skin cells too in dander. So the more people you have in your home, the more traffic you have, the more kids, children, adults, you're going to have higher dander counts. And it's really important to keep that dander down. So by using a really good vacuum, you can accomplish that. And vacuums are not all the same, and you definitely get what you pay for. You want to make sure you get something that has a HEPA filtration on it, which is a high-efficiency particulate air filter. And also look for some vacuums now have a carbon filter, and you want to make sure the vacuum has a sealed chamber, which means that as you're vacuuming, you're not letting things escape into the environment. So the vacuum bag itself will have a sealed chamber, and it'll also prevent all the allergens from blowing back. And usually the HEPA filter is positioned after the vacuum's motor, so that helps you to keep, you know, all the particulate that you are vacuuming down. So that's the first thing, a really good vacuum.
Okay, and then how often should we be vacuuming?
It depends. If you have carpet, you're probably going to want to vacuum twice a week. If you have pets, people won't like to hear it, but you should really vacuum every day. And you really need to try to keep pets off furniture and bedding because their proteins, especially if you have people have asthma and sensitivities in the house, that protein, you know, then you pick it up on your clothes and it gets deposited into your laundry. So the more you can keep animals off the human spaces, I call them, a lot. You're going to feel a lot better, especially if you do have a sensitivity to any type of pet protein.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you want to go ahead and keep pets off the furniture, which is pretty hard to do, but, I mean, we can all strive for it. I don't have pets. I thought the three kids that I have were enough. So,
that brings up a good point,
yeah.
Because you may have a lot of dander in your home. You know, you think, oh, I don't have pets,
just,
I don't have dander.
But
why
just from
I?
The children, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's especially like when we check rooms where children play a lot, like a playroom, and they have friends over, those dander levels are always the highest.
Incredible.
So it's really frequent vacuuming. If you know you're going to have a lot of neighborhood kids over and your kids are there, you got to frequently keep vacuuming and using that HEPA filter. It will really, really help, especially if anyone does have asthma, and even if they don't. You don't want to have that build up.
Okay. All right. So you want to vacuum, keep pets off, and even if you don't have pets, you still have to vacuum twice a week at least. And then what's the next step, Caroline?
Well, then we talk about, as we were talking about previously before we went to break, is that reducing these volatile organic compounds, these things we can't see, these chemicals that off-gas into our air from personal care products, carpeting, furniture, paints, fragrances, they start to build up in our environment, and they include a lot of different chemicals like formaldehyde and methane and sulfur dioxide, all these different ethanol, acetone, these disinfectant cleaners people use. I see them in samples all the time, and they use the disinfectants to clean, you know, after the kids on the countertops, and these really put a lot of chemicals into our air. So you have to be conscious about what you're bringing in and start limiting the amount of things that you store, particularly, because a lot of these things get stored in a closet and you think they're not harming you, but they're continuing to outgas, even though they're just, you know, in a container that's not a sealed container. They are able to get into the air.
Do you recommend to clients that they use green cleaners instead of these chemical cleaners?
Green is it's an interesting word, right? People, we use this all the time, and I run a green business, and I try to use green products, but just because something is natural and green does not mean it's healthy. So, for example, if you're using something like lavender or pine, those things are actually natural things, but they produce volatile organic compounds and add to your total chemical load. So just because you're using an essential oil, those are things that will show up in our air samples, and people can inundate themselves with them. Should really only be exposed to them for about 15 minutes a day, but people will store an essential oil. They keep putting it on during the day. They spray it in their home, and then it becomes actually a hazard, or it becomes very bad for your lungs and for your body. So just because something's natural doesn't make it okay. I like to really stick to basic things, like if you're going to clean, vinegar and water, baking soda, the traditional, there's some really great products out there and different companies that have real basic products like grout cleaners that are all natural, that are more hydrogen peroxide based. So really try to stay away from the fragrances in general, because they do add to your volatile organic and your chemical load. So the more you can eliminate that, the better you can be. Now, you don't have to. I know people like perfume and all these things. I'm not saying to live in a bubble. I'm saying that be selective about what you're using on your body and what you're using in your home, because it does end up in your airspace, and you're breathing that in.
Mm-hmm. All right. So be careful of the chemicals or the cleaners that you bring into your home. Be careful where you store them. Is there a particular way that you can store them so that you'll be a little safer from them?
Well, most of the time, if they're still in a plastic container, they're outgassing. So you just really want to try to, like I said, limit the amount, keep the number down, you know, use what you have and don't try to store extra, and really stay away from fragrance. Fragrance is a very misleading word on a bottle. It can contain almost 600 different chemicals in the term fragrance. Very misleading. So people see it and they say, oh, fragrance. Well, that in itself is loaded with a multitude of chemicals. So really try to stay away from things that have a large fragrance component to them.
And then I know that you can test for molds and things like that. If you do find that a client has molds in the house, how do you go about cleaning them up? Don't you need to hire a professional mold cleaning company?
Well, it depends on the level. So that was the next thing I was going to lead into, is check your home for mold every 3 to 5 years. Obviously, we have our test kit at healthyhomeexpert.com. That allows you to test your home for air samples. You can take, you know, them within the house, one in your bedroom, basement, one on every level. Do that every 3 to 5 years to monitor how your mold levels are and if they're increasing, because a lot of these problems are behind shower walls and under toilets and in the walls where you can't see them. So that just, you know, makes sure that you don't have a problem. Obviously, if you do start developing a problem, then you're going to want to either deal with a contractor or a mold remediator, depending on the kind of mold. If you have toxic mold, you'll definitely want to bring in a mold remediator. If you have something that is just from a bathroom being 25 years old and needing a remodel, you could deal with a contractor. So it really just depends on what kind you have, but it's something you need to monitor, just like radon or other things, lead, asbestos, things we have in the home. Mold needs to be monitored, and it's one of those things that if you keep it out of your home, you're going to feel a lot healthier overall.
Okay, so those are steps we can take to detoxify our homes. And then what about keeping them toxin-free? I mean, you're saying go ahead and get the testing every few years. What about things as simple as taking off your shoes before you come into the house? Tell us about
Perfect.
That.
So that was the next point. It's funny, we're on the same wavelength. So the next thing I was going to say is one of the easiest things you can do is really remove your shoes. And the importance is that when we go out, there's all kinds of, and this is important for pets too. It's important if you are going to have a pet that you want to really clean your pet, their paws, and give them regular baths, because they go out into the world and pick up things like Enterobacter, E. coli, these things we hear about that can make us sick, especially if you have immune-compromised people or the elderly. So when we walk around in these environments in the grass and in the leaves, these things exist naturally, and what happens is we pick them up on our shoes, and then we walk into the house, and we track them, or the pets bring them in, and then we touch our hands, and then we touch our food, and then we eat it, and then people get sick. So it's really important to keep these kind of things at bay, and the easiest thing to do is really remove your shoes. Make it a conscious effort not to, when you're going out and walking around in gasoline, pesticide, whatever it is, remove those shoes before you come in the house. And it's really, you know, it's a simple thing, and it just doesn't, people don't think about it, and they'll run in and, you know, they'll have something on their shoe, and it doesn't mean necessarily that that's going to make you sick immediately, but it's just adding to the toxic overload that you bring in. So it's really important that, you know, get a paw wiper for your animals when they go outside, and make sure you wash your hands after you play with your pets, because they do carry to pick up things that we wouldn't normally pick up.
All right. Well, this is all very encouraging and I think inspiring a lot of people to maybe make a bigger effort to keep their homes clean in a way that they hadn't thought about before. But if they want to work with a consultant such as you or some other company, how much could they expect to pay in general? Is there a range?
Testing your home really isn't that expensive. Like, to do a mold test, it could be about $400, give or take. Your volatile organic tests are about the same. So, and then there's a consultation fee. There's an hourly fee when we do consults with them. That's about $100 an hour. So it's not really, you know, it's not a big expense, and it's something that, you know, and every consultant's going to charge a different amount as well. But as far as what we charge, you know, it's not all that expensive. It's something you can do that's really going to improve your wellness. There's three things you put into your body, like I said. It's your food, your environment, and then how your DNA and your body's made up and your genetics. And if those three things are working optimally, you're going to be a healthy person. And that's what, you know, we're expressing to the doctors, and we have all these doctors across the country now working with us that are understanding this component's been left out of the medical profession for a long time. So it really is important to get these things checked when you do, especially if you start having health complaints that aren't explainable, headaches, you know, asthma, allergies, just aches and pains that aren't traditional for you.
All right. Well, Caroline Blazovsky, thank you so very much for sharing all this great advice with us. We sure appreciate it. And tell us your website again quickly.
It's healthyhomeexpert.com.
Okay.
And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Caroline. Again, it's healthyhomeexpert.com. We are going to take a quick break for news and weather. When we come back, more ways that you can boost your energy levels. You're listening to Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ.